right. So now we're at qualifying Chinese buyers. So when you're qualifying a Chinese buyer, you're probably surprising to you is the questions that you ask should be different than what you would ask somebody in your home country. There's a lot of issues that they'll have that will be different and will affect a lot in the buying process. So, you know, the only caveat I'm going to add to this is that you want to be careful not to be offensive, and you don't want to be a machine gun question, especially if there's a little bit of a language barrier or you're not sure that you're going to be able to talk to them again. Like you just get an internet lead and, you know, they say they're interested and now you're contacting them for the first time. I would be very hesitant to hit all these questions, right, all at once. But either way, we'll give you kind of an idea of what you want to ask over time and to get an idea. The reason why I brought this section up is obviously a lot of times when we have helped agents to get leads in North America, they have had no idea how to qualify these guys. So what they'll do is, you know, right now gasoline, everybody knows gasoline is high, right? And taking out buyers and spending a lot of time on them, right? And taking them out for 3 days, driving them all over the place, and then finding out later that the guy wasn't even close to being serious, right? So if you know these questions, you'll know what to ask and you'll be the pro. And you will know what to spend your time on and you'll know what to not spend your time on. And you'll be in control of the situation. So we don't want you like my friend who was just telling me that he spent 3 days taking somebody around, and after he left Canada, the guy never ever contacted him again. And in fact, it was even worse than that. The guy didn't even answer his phone calls, right? So we don't want it to be like that. We want to give you the questions, and you can ask them in your own way. You can ask them by email. You can ask them on the first phone call. You can ask them as you get to know them. But here's the things you want to know. First thing is, do you have money in, you know, X? So if it's US, Canada, UK, Australia, do you have the money already here? Is the money, you know, already in the bank, right? And there's a lot of issues, regulatory issues, when you come to large amounts of cash, when you're buying a house, when you're selling a house, let's say in a local area, it's not going to be such an issue, right? You know the tax is paid and you know the cash is fine. When you're dealing with a foreign buyer, you have to double check everything. And if their cash is still in, let's say, for example, still in China, what that would tell me is I would say this guy is just, or this woman is just starting to look, right? And they might not know the issues they have to go through. And so, for example, they might think they're a serious buyer, but you know, after you find out their cash is not already there, that you know that they're nowhere near ready. And that's where you have to either find a person who can help them with the cash issue, or once you get better, you can help them, you can give them advice, right? Later on, we'll go through a couple things you can do to help them get the cash over there. But the first thing you need to know is if they don't have it there, it's a big deal, right? The cash is not there, it's not ready. And sometimes the buyers themselves won't know that. They won't know they're disqualified. So you want to know that. You want to know because there's a lot of reporting things with moving cash, and like China itself has a limit of $50,000 per year per person. So there's a lot of ways around it, and obviously if you look around, there's Chinese buyers everywhere. So you know, these people have all overcome this barrier, but you don't know if your particular guy is ready to do that or has the wherewithal to do that, and you know, so you want to find out right away. And after that, we'll have some follow-up questions if the cash is still back home. And sometimes they'll be very sophisticated. They'll know exactly. They'll say, well, no, my cash is there now, but you know, my agent, you know, HSBC, my lender is already ready to go and they're going to have the money over here, you know, or whatever. So you find out. Better safe than sorry. Okay, number two is probably a surprising one, is do you have children attending school in this country? If a Chinese buyer or a Chinese person, if they have somebody, you know, they have a daughter or son attending school there already, there's a good chance you're talking to them right now. You're not talking to the parents, but in the case that you're talking to the parents and they already have children in the U.S., that right there is like a green light. It's like, boing, good, right? If they have children overseas, it means they know quite a bit. You know, they've dealt with an institution, okay? They've gone through all the hassles, all the hurdles. They've got their children through the enrollment process. They've had a move over there. They've already sent money over there. They know from they get a lot of feedback from their children about what it's like to live there and what are the issues. They're generally more educated about areas. They're more educated about currencies. They're more educated about what they want and what they don't want. And they're generally going to have a better idea of what's going on. Often they also will be better educated, so they'll have better English and you'll be able to communicate better. Communication better doesn't always mean much to me. I'd take a guy who's terrible English, who's, you know, got a bunch of money, wants to buy a house, over somebody with perfect English who's not ready. So, you know, it doesn't, just so you know, right? So the children overseas, big thumbs up. And that's often the case. And the other, if the children are not overseas, what you want a follow-up question you want to ask them is this going to be for your child to study? Are they going to live here? Because that's, many times that's the case, is they're buying it for a family member who's going to go over to, you know, your country, and they're going to study there, you know, and they're going to live there. So generally most Chinese students are in the States for quite a long time, 8 to 10 years generally. So they, buying a house makes a lot of sense to them instead of leasing for that whole period, right? 8 to 10 years, you know, they own the house, their child's safe in there, they don't have any hassles, and that's often why they're buying the house. So you dig that up by starting with the question is, do your children, or are your children now attending school here? Okay? Next one is, if it's an internet lead, okay, you get an internet lead, you know, you followed all the instructions, and now you have a nice juicy lead, right? And they're ready to, they want to buy a house. And you would say, first thing is, have you been to X country? Have you been to the US? Have you been to Canada? Have you been to Australia? Have you been to the UK? If they haven't been there, that should be, you know, a bit of a red flag for you that this is going to be a long process. And again, you know, with the Chinese buyers, a lot of them, you know, these are first-time buyers. They're not as sophisticated. They're not as, you know, experienced as a lot of buyers are used to. So, you know, it's what that does for me is I shift down a gear. I shift down into slow motion, and I say, okay, this is going to take a while, and I'm going to make friends with this guy, or, you know, I'm gonna slowly build a relationship. But I'm not expecting a quick sale, right? Because if they have never even been there, almost 80-90% they're not going to buy within the first 3 months. Of course, it can happen. So, you know, I always keep an open mind, but I, in the back of my mind, I always know that there's a red flag there. Another big problem I often get, and this is something that I've heard a lot from Indian clients and Chinese clients, is they tend to shop around. You know, in China, like I mentioned before, there's no MLS, right? So there's no multiple listing system, and people are not so loyal to their agent. So they tend to go from one agent to the other, or they'll have five agents working for them. And they, you know, because it's normal in their country, they don't think that that's, you know, even if they hear you say something like, you know, here we do exclusives and I only work on exclusives, it just goes in one ear and out the other because it's something that they're not used to. So, you know, just be ready for that, you know, and ask them, just say, look, are you using other agents? And sometimes they won't even know you're qualifying them, and they'll just tell you, hey, I'm working with five agents. Or they might try to put pressure on you, say, hey, I'm working with five agents, give me the best deal, and that kind of thing, right? And that, you know, right then, you know what you're dealing with, right? That this person is now dealing with several agents, and the odds that you're going to close them on a deal are not high. Okay? Now, if you've followed and you've studied and you've listened, this is the caveat, is that you know, you've used China Cash Buyers, you've studied the market, you understand who's buying, what they want, you understand a lot about their mindset, you understand about a lot about financing, you'll understand about, you know, buyer behavior and everything, there's a good chance that you will be that agent that they end up using. But if they're using multiple agents, you know, manage your time, you know, set your priorities, right? Let's see, and I would say the next thing is, why have you not purchased yet? You know, what's holding you back? And this is a question that you would probably, you know, back home, you might ask somebody this as a, you know, just give them an open-ended question, like, why have you not purchased yet? And the answer might surprise you. It might be something completely out of the blue, you know, out of left field. So just say, you know, what's holding you back? You know, what, you know, why haven't you bought yet? And the answer is going to tell you a lot about their kind of mind, their space. You know, where are they, right? How close are they? And the last thing I'll just say on here is do you have a lender? You know, do you have a bank? You know, have a bank? Are they ready to finance you? So if they have the money, for example, overseas already, and they already have a lender, this person is very, very serious. And if they have a child in school there also, you know, you're on. These guys are, they're going to buy a house. So, you know, those would be three greens in a row, right? If they don't have a lender, it really depends on your area, right? There's banks, and we're going to go through in the banking section, the finance section, we're going to give a lot of specifics about which banks we recommend, which banks, you know, require, you know, the easiest for them to deal with, and they can even help them with the cash, to bring the cash over. So, you know, in some areas, for example, they won't have an HSBC. They won't have an East-West Bank. So, you know, you have to do your research in your area. Is, you know, are there banks currently lending to Chinese clients? And if there aren't, then, you know, if you're on with a cash buyer, then of course it doesn't matter. But that would be a buy. That would be for somebody who's not buying cash, right? So, in some areas, it's difficult because they don't have tax records. You know, they're not U.S. citizens, and so, you know, if they have a lender and they've worked it out and they understand that, again, they're farther along in the process. They're closer to purchasing a property. You want to spend some more time, and you know, you want to put some more resources into that one.